How would you like to be able to use publicity to boost leads, visibility, and profits? Jill Lublin will tell us how. She is a 25-plus year media magnate, and she's a world-renowned publicity expert, international speaker, and 4-times best-selling author. And she has made thousands of stage appearances alongside celebrities such as Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran, Jack Canfield, to name a few, and she has worked with over 100,000 clients, implementing her signature formula for getting media attention. So, Jill, tell us, how can entrepreneurs leverage publicity to attract more profits and leads?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Yeah, thank you. And it's so great to be here with you, Lily. You know, first of all, the deal about publicity is what it is a magnification process, meaning it magnifies who you are and it monetizes who you are because it brings you immediate clients and prospects, and it multiplies who you are because it really literally puts you in front of a lot of people at once in ways that you could never do just by yourself. And that is a beautiful thing. Plus, of course, the bragability, and I mean that in a positive way, of saying that you've been featured on fill in the blank makes a lot of difference, increases your credibility, and frankly creates trust in the marketplace that is good for all of you.
Thank you. So tell us, what are the steps for someone to start benefiting from publicity?
Well, I think the first step is really important, and that is to create a powerful message that the media says yes to. And I have a specific message formula, happy to share it here, about creating the problem today. Like, see, the problem, Lily, is that people tend to fall back on this is what I do, and that's not going to get a yes from media. It's got to be interesting to their readers, their viewers, their listeners, right? When I wrote Guerrilla Publicity, I was really privileged to talk to media across the world. And the editor at Entrepreneur Magazine said to me to share with all of you that, you know, she doesn't honestly care as much about your business as she cares about the value of your business for her readers, like what's in it for them. And that's really what you've got to be thinking about consistently. And the other truth about a message is be clear and concise. The media is busy. They want you to be focused. And the more that you're clear and concise with sound bites that sound good, the better you're going to appear to the media. So your message is a really important first place to get started. And I have more steps, but I'll wait till your next question.
Perfect. So tell us your entire blueprint for someone to start benefiting from publicity.
Yeah, and I believe a lot in blueprints and what I call publicity success systems. In fact, in all my Media Mastery Intensive, that's exactly what we do, is blueprints and success systems. So one of the things I believe that is key in a system for publicity is every 30, 60, and 90 days, I'm going to give you an activity specifically to do. So at every 30 days, I want you to look at your message. Make sure that it's congruent, resonant, it is who you are, and it's also who you are right now. Because the truth about publicity is it's evolutionary, just like you are. So as you do different launches and put out different products or services or new books or whatever it is that you're promoting, guess what? Your publicity is going to change slightly also. So you always are checking your message every 30 days. And then every 60 days, I'd like you to send out an announcement, which is not a press release, just saying, but it is a localized strategy that's specific to making an announcement about perhaps an award you won or a new launch. When Prophet of Kindness came out, my fourth book, let me tell you, I had 3 announcements out of it. One was that I received a book contract. All my books are with major publishers. Number 2 announcement was that the book has come out. And number 3 announcement was that it went number 1 in four categories. Right, now those are three separate announcements, so you can separate them. That's a wonderful thing. But use every opportunity to create more publicity, more visibility. And then every 90 days, I want you to look at your bio. Make sure that it's up to date, clear, that it's who you are now. Remember the evolutionary part of your publicity journey, right? And so with that, we want to be focused on having a bio that's correct. Funny thing, I'll just share with you, because I, of course, do what I tell people to do and practice what I preach to make sure it works in the marketplace. And during COVID, all of a sudden I looked at my bio and I realized that it said on there that I teach my Media Mastery Intensive live and virtually. Well, I obviously wasn't doing it live for obvious reasons. None of us could go live. And so I had to change that in my bio. And so keeping up with your bio and what you put out there is actually really important, making sure that your information is right on, up to date, and who you are right now.
Thank you. Tell us your 10 commandments for someone who, let's say, doesn't have a social media presence at the moment, doesn't have any featured in kind of articles, doesn't have pretty much like anything to start with, but they are a very successful entrepreneur and they have kept themselves relatively underground. Where would someone start to kind of like show their awesomeness to the world?
Well, first of all, I want to be clear that social media is not publicity. Publicity is about free everything from TV, radio, podcasts and blogs, magazines and newspapers. You know, it is. And by the way, yes, it's all still happening and very wonderful because not only are you participating in that, but now you're also living forever on the archives, on the internet, and you have the possibility for more media on LinkedIn Live and Instagram Lives and TikTok and all kinds of fabulous other platforms. So the truth is your publicity can generate more than it ever has before. And it's actually easier to get more publicity than you ever have before, particularly with the advent of podcasts. Love that. Great first place for many of you to get started. So one of your 10 commandments, so to speak, is get in action, like take a step to, I like to call them visibility building activities, VBAs, like do one every week for 30 minutes and don't, you know, if you don't have 30 minutes, then do it in two 15-minute segments. And I promise you, you're going to be more visible because as a successful entrepreneur, the truth is people have to know about you. And the more they know about you in publicity, the free stuff, it's going to generate those clients and prospects and bring people close to you and bring your prospects to you much more effortlessly so that you can, like I said in the beginning, reach one to many and monetize and magnify your success in the world. And so as a successful entrepreneur, good news for you is great time to do publicity is actually when you're successful, when you don't need it, right? And I want you to think of publicity like a gardening process. And particularly, you know, most of my clients, we're looking at seeding the garden every right now, of course, planting the seeds so they grow in different times, and then look ahead to 3, 6, 9 months and see where you can seed, what holidays are coming up. Like, for instance, when I'm promoting The Prophet of Kindness, one of my books, I know that World Kindness Day is November 13th. So we can orient a lot of publicity toward that specifically, right? I know for Guerrilla Publicity, one of my other books, we want to orient publicity towards Small Business Week and other business holidays where people can come out and celebrate business together, right? And I can go after small business editors. So you want to be focused on what specifically you're promoting and what makes the most sense. And one great question to think about is what are they reading? Your audience, I mean, what are they reading? What are they watching? And what are they listening to?
Thank you. Tell us how someone can hijack the media problems today to get into the media.
Yeah, and I love this strategy, by the way. I call it use everything you've got. So, for instance, I have a woman, she's a former firefighter, first woman firefighter in a small town in North Carolina. And now she's putting out fires in people's business and helping them do that as a coach, as a former firefighter. Great branding, right? Fun and interesting and unusual. Now, let me just tell you, however, when there was a terrible story about an earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Many of you might remember that. I called her up and I said, listen, forget everything we're doing about putting out fires in your business. You are a former firefighter. You are a first responder. You're trained. Let's talk about how to deal with a catastrophe and what happens and what you need to be prepared for. And we switched her story. So that's hijacking the media. In these stressful times, which I think many of us can agree they are, if you're a mental health awareness coach, or if you're a stress expert or a psychologist, if you're anything in any of the arenas that we are talking about, I want you to get out there and start talking about the power of stress release, for example. Might be a great one. So you're always looking at media opportunities. What's going on in media right now that you can talk about? Maybe a different angle. Like, here's another one. I have a woman who's a divorce coach. And when Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were getting their divorce and all kinds of intense things were in the media, I said to her, you talk about how to be and get a decent divorce and how to avoid the conflict like these two have, and talk to what they're doing. So you want to be first up for any story that's happening. That's a great way to handle it.
Thank you. How can someone find their strengths and their particular angle they could potentially leverage that could connect very well with what's happening right now? Like, where would someone go to kind of learn about this? Of course, that sometimes they would have to hire you, but is there any way they can figure it out themselves as well?
So one place I love is Google Alerts, and I want you all to go to Google Alerts, put in your name, because of course, when you get any media, you gotta know that it happened. And what I love about Google Alerts is it will alert you when you are featured in media. So that's a beautiful thing. Number two, I want you to put in Google Alerts one word, for instance, that has to do with what you do, or like even maybe two words, but keep it short. So that's how I found out when I wrote The Prophet of Kindness that World Kindness Day is November 13th. Google Alerts told me so. I didn't know that, honestly, before I wrote the book. And so it will alert you to what the media is talking about and where they're talking about what you're talking about. And that's a beautiful and great and important thing to know, because then you know that the media cares about your topic. That's a really great resource, as well as I love nationaldaycalendar.com. Take a look in there and see where can you fit in for different holidays that could be related to your theme or anything sideways to your theme. Because here's the good news about media. Listen, when you get in the front door, the side door, or underneath the door, here's great news. When you're in media, you command the message. It's all about you and the message. So even if you get in one way, you still get to create visibility without spending a fortune. And I love publicity because it's free and it puts you to the front of the line ahead of any of your competitors. I hate that word, but I'll call, cooperation members, the people that you serve are going to find you because easily you've now been featured. It just completely elevates your status.
Thank you. How can someone control the media message so that it is a positive one and not a negative one?
Yeah. So, here's the thing. With most of you entrepreneurs out there, the truth is the media is not there to slam you. They want to make you look good. They want to elevate you. They want a great perception. They want a great interview. You give them a great interview, I promise you they're not going to slam you. And realistically, I wouldn't be overly concerned about that. Now, do you need to be prepared? I like to say in guerrilla publicity, we talk about being overly prepared for an interview. Yes. I want you to have main talking points. I want you to stay focused with your message. But the truth is, I don't think that most of you will be slammed in the media. And, you know, if there is a question that you, A, don't want to answer or not interested in, you can say, Lily, that's a great question. But really what I want to share about publicity is, and then you go to the next level. So as long as you're a good guest, most hosts will be very happy.
Thank you. How can you spin a negative article that has already been written about you and turn it into a good thing?
So what I would say, a couple things, is either address it head on and get right to the person who wrote it and say, you know, I'd like to give some other comments. Or you can write another article and then put that on so it starts getting higher. It's kind of like if you get a bad review, unfortunately, one thing to do is get your clients to write some good reviews and post them right away so that it goes right above the bad one and kind of pushes it down. Sort of the same thing in publicity. And frankly, the public's memory is very short. They're not going to nail you to the cross and hold you, you know, oh my gosh. Honestly, they won't remember it tomorrow.
Thank you. What are some great media hacks and publicity stunts that entrepreneurs could leverage that most entrepreneurs don't know about?
Well, you know, part of it is being noticeable, right? So I have a woman who owned a pie company, and she went into the newspaper offices on roller skates holding a pie, and then the press release was on the top of the pie. Now, I mean, you know, on the actual container. Now, that was fun. There's no guarantee she's actually going to get a write-up, but they do remember the pie. And one of the things in guerrilla publicity we talk about is that media, you have to be very careful about gifts. Usually they cannot receive anything. But funny thing is, a lot of reporters talk to me about chocolate chip cookies. They like chocolate chip cookies. And that's something that, you know, doesn't cost you a lot and is simple to receive. So how about something like a thank you note? Memorable. Let me tell you, like appreciating somebody, just thank you for the interview, and especially if they're local and you can maybe send a handwritten note or, you know, easily accessible. Those are simple, wonderful things. You know, publicity stunts are risky to a certain extent that you have to be somewhat careful, but you can definitely have fun with what you do and be a wonderful, great energy and personality and shine that way. That's how people will remember you.
Thank you. Give us three examples of publicity advice that you've given or publicity that you have implemented yourself in order to get you into some really exciting opportunities.
Well, let me tell you about Ryan, first of all. Ryan had seen me speak at an event, and he's like, Jill, I really want to work with you. And I'm like, great, Ryan, what do you do? He told me he's an instructional designer, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Then when he told me what it is, I'm like, Ryan, no offense. I don't, you know, it's like, that doesn't mean anything. Tell me your story. Ryan told me that he'd been downsized from a corporate job. Fired. He told me at that time he had a pregnant wife with their third child on the way, and he just bought a big house. Now, here's a guy with no job, a pregnant wife, and no business. I'm like, Ryan, what'd you do? He said, I started my own company, and literally online, he had 24 people doing instructional design quickly. I thought, now that's interesting. So I made Ryan into what I call a virtual office warrior. And the acronym for that is VOW. Ryan took a vow never to work in an office again. Let me tell you, that story got him in front page of a large business journal in the United States. Front page, that would be great for any of you. That's, and by the way, the headline said, when fired, you too can vow never to work in an office again. They took the exact headline. He got an Entrepreneur magazine. That was amazing. And by the way, this campaign lasted 9 months. It was that successful. So Ryan has a thriving and successful consulting business now. And using everything he's got, one of my other hacks for all of you is he's Asian American. And so although he doesn't speak wonderfully fluent Chinese, what we did was we translated his articles, put them into the Chinese Times, and you know, one article got him a $7,000 client consulting. That's amazing. So that was a powerful story, two-parter. And then for me, when The Prophet of Kindness came out, I'm very clear that it's never about, wow, Jill's got a new book, or, you know, again, like I mentioned in this interview, it's not always about your product or services. But what I did talk about was the divided states of the world. And that's the story that got me into Forbes magazine and Inc. magazine twice, literally also 7 Fox TV News interviews in the first 30 days. That's Fox TV. That was big, right? And literally 150 podcasts and counting. Now, that's because of pushing the right button. So it wasn't about, ooh, Jill's got a book out, The Prophet of Kindness. It was about the divided states of the world. And that's what resulted in all kinds of publicity. So what I'm always looking for is, what's the message that's going to elevate you, connect to others, create a message that sticks, and be something appropriate, whether it be for the news of the day or what's going on in the world, or really something that will give value and benefit to others? That's where you always want to go.
Thank you. How do you get reporters and journalists to care about your story that you want to feature? And the reason I ask you this is because I find negative stories spread like wildfire. And when you have a positive one that's about like impact investing or publishing that wants to change the world or whatever, it's not as exciting for reporters. But I'm sure you will tell us how someone like, you know, an entrepreneur that is all about impact can make a significant impact in publicity.
Yeah, well, part of that is, like I said, it's never about the book. But as I see your books coming up behind you, which, by the way, I love that on the screen, you know, the question is, so like the energy diet, wow, how can I have more energy in today's stressful world? That's what I want to know. Of course, it's by the author of The Energy Diet. But I want to know about 3 great tips that I can practice today. So reporters care about the things that serve their people, like I said. So you got to speak to that very specifically. And sometimes you take the other way in, like slightly confrontational, you know. So here's a great example. I know that February is Random Acts of Kindness Week. And in The Prophet of Kindness, and I'm always touting in my kindness circles, which I run monthly, I talk about do a conscious act of kindness, at least one every day. So with Random Acts of Kindness Week, you know what I said? Forget random acts of kindness. I mean, I was a little bit confronted, right? That's like, what? What is she talking about? Yes, I want you to do a conscious act of kindness. And I literally came in with forget random acts of kindness. And that was something that was like, you have to kind of stop reporters and go, what does she mean by that? That, and you have to serve what's going on right then. That's why I like nationaldaycalendar.com, like right holidays. For example, one of my consultants, who is also a self-published author, she is a business communications consultant. That's great. We're doing great stories about how to communicate effectively. However, when there's Black History Month, because she's a Black woman, we change her story to be how to be a powerful Black woman and communicate well in today's world. We change her story, and that's what got her into Black Enterprise and Essence Magazine and huge media, because we changed her story. So be willing to go with what works and shift and change based on what's up in the media and what are we celebrating that month? What are we acknowledging that during that time? That helps a lot.
Thank you. Give us an example of how you would pitch, let's say, the Book of Love, Tiny Things Any Man Can Do to Conquer a Woman's Heart, on, let's say, Valentine's Day to a reporter to make sure that they actually do catch it, and not just to a reporter, but to the media, so that it gets kind of like picked up by multiple media, whether it's TV, whether it's radio, whether it's, you know, media, written media.
Well, let me tell you, if I may, about a love coach who actually got a full day of literally TV after TV after TV interviews, but she wasn't talking about her love coaching in that moment. You know what she's talking about? Can a Democrat love a Republican, and can a Republican love a Democrat. By the way, turns out they can. They just have to communicate well. But I will tell you, you know, but it was an odd way in, right? And so for Valentine's Day, obviously everybody wants to be loved more. And if a man does these little things, this will weave his way into the big heart and show the woman he loves, you know, all the little ways to love. And I think that would be a really good pitch, is all the little ways to love. And particularly for Valentine's Day, the media loves the love stories.
Thank you. Tell us more about, for example, if you were to pitch like a manifestation book on perhaps the first day of January or around that time frame in the beginning of January, when everyone is all about, oh, manifesting a new year and manifesting, you know, I know, more love or more abundance or more success or whatever. How would you pitch like a manifestation book?
Well, here's the thing, you know, for January, everybody cares about, obviously, about the new year, the new you. So I'd be talking about the new year, the new you, with some easy, simple ideas. But here's what's interesting. One of the people that I was working with got into a ton of media. You know what they talked about? The top three vows, we'll call them, and there's a better word, that you're going to break before the January 31st, you know? And so that could be an interesting kind of unusual way in about, you know, you promise yourself wealth and abundance and doing good things, but really, what are you really doing to make it happen? Here are top three things to do it. And I had a wealth manifestation coach get into a very top TV show, morning show, talking about that. Here's the top three things you can do to get your, you know, I think it was 2024 rocking, and here are some easy things to do right now to manifest wealth. So be focused or take the contrary position, one of the two.
Thank you. Tell us more about doing this kind of like controversial titles or titles that kind of go really against your own title for your book. How would you structure that to make sure that you get the most media exposure?
Yeah, but first of all, it's remembering that sometimes you're going to get in by being a bit, we'll call it controversial, unusual. And, you know, with the Prophet of Kindness, I think that was a great case study for you about how we did it without talking about the book, but talking about the controversy, we did it with the divided world, we did it with the divided states of America, we did it in multiple ways, talking about division instead of kindness. And of course, kindness is the answer to that. So I think sometimes you just really got to go in going, you know, like, let's talk about the divorce coach again, because I told you she was in for all those pieces with opposing political parties in relationship to each other. And then we did a Valentine's story about how to fall out of love. That's contrary. You know, that really works. That's a lot of fun.
Wow, that is fascinating. Tell us where entrepreneurs can find you.
Thank you. Well, definitely check out jilllublin.com. And then I've created a wonderful free gift for all of you, which is an action guide and an interactive, fun, free class with me where I'll answer more of your publicity questions. And you can get that at jilllublin.com/guide.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.